This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so about that jobs report from this morning, 288,000 is the number. 6.1% is the rate. It is also the jumping off point for the next 4 minutes of this radio program, our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal is in Washington. Lynette Lopez from Business Insider is in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Lynette, let's start with you. Give me your gut on the jobs report. Yes, no, good, bad, up, down, what?
It was really great. There's no denying that. We expected 215,000 jobs to be created. It was 288. And one of the things that the Fed was the most worried about and continues to be the most worried about, and you'll hear this all over Wall Street, is inflation. That, you know, keeping rates low, the economy will get too hot. But what we saw from the numbers in terms of wage growth is that that's not really the case right now. So the Fed's going to continue its policy as is, and this is just a pretty good day.
Janet Yellen, Sudeep is just sitting back saying what today?
She's saying this is a jobs report that looks pretty good on the surface, and that's the key part of it. It's on the surface. It all looks good. It's respectable, solid job growth. It's what we've worried about for a long time when we see all the wiggles in the job numbers, and you're seeing a long stretch of pretty good gains. That is important. That's something we've waited a long time to see, and we haven't always been able to say that. But it still looks a little bit less rosy when you peel back the layers, and that is what Janet Yellen is doing. Too much of the improvement is still coming in lower-paying sectors. Yeah. As Lynette noted, we've got pretty weak wage growth. That's not good for all these consumers who are waiting for more money to go out and spend and boost the economy. And we've seen a huge number of dropouts. That's still a problem.
Labor force people leaving the labor force, right? People not looking for work.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, and okay. If we don't have people staying in the labor force, that's going to lead to longer run damage to the economy.
Lynette, can we, though, now finally, at long last, as the saying goes, put this idea that we're in a jobless recovery behind us?
Depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
Well, if you're looking for these solid jobs, as Sudeep said, these middle class jobs that the president is talking about, then yeah, we can say we're in the jobless recovery. We are still seeing those jobs that are lower paying, but that's an issue that we've been dealing with for decades, not just since the financial crisis.
Okay. So, Sudeep, turning to what the president said, actually, about how you grow this economy from the middle out. I mean, he did what he does, and he said the things he said. But how do you wind up growing an economy from the middle out when corporate spending is not being spent on hiring people and the jobs that are being created, as both you guys pointed out, are not the really high-paying ones?
That's the key problem that we're facing right now. The president correctly diagnoses the issue.
Yeah.
We've all diagnosed this problem. Some of these issues are recent. They're cyclical issues that are driven by the depth of the downturn and the credit impairment that we saw. Some of them are structural, going back decades, as he said. And getting through that is a whole other story. It requires, in many cases, political solutions, and you're not seeing a whole lot of movement on the political front. The president wants to use the government to boost the economy, and there's a whole swath of America and certainly of Congress that doesn't want any of that. It wants less government support than we have now, and that's true in 2014. It was true in 2013, 2012, and 2011, and it's probably not going to change anytime soon in the next couple of years.
So, you know, Lynette, the big media pickup out of this interview, I mean, it's been fairly buzzy all day in the business press, is was the bit about the president possibly thinking of more banking regulation. Do you suppose that means that banks are nervous and worried that they will be further regulated under this administration?
Banks are always nervous about more regulation.
That's right.
Under any administration almost. But what I think we should look out for, and I think the Department of Justice has already given us an indication that this is underway, is that authorities, agencies will continue to go off after banks harder than they had been before.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the settlements that have been negotiated over the last couple of months, the Department of Justice, the SEC, they're playing harder ball than they've been playing in the last 4 years. So
what took them so long, do you suppose?
There are a lot of stories flying around about what's going on internally in the Department of Justice, who's in charge, shakeups in terms of, you know, who's making decisions over there. And that's another interview entirely. But But what we do know is that they're going after people harder than they ever had before. And we can also look at the state's attorneys general for that.
Right.
Here in New York,
sure.
We have Eric Schneiderman, and he has been pretty tough on Wall Street right at home.
Yeah. All right. Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. He was in Washington. She was in New York. And we thank you both. Have a good weekend, you guys.
You too, Kai. Happy 4th.
You too.